USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of two suspects in a school shooting in Colorado yesterday is being identified as 18-year-old Devin Erickson. A second juvenile suspect has not been named. The two, who are students at the STEM school Highlands Ranch, south of Denver, were apprehended after killing one student and injuring eight others there. This student at the school says,
"I'm just a bit shaky. I'm scared, but I'm glad that I'm safe and I didn't get hurt, and I'm glad that a lot of people I know didn't get hurt either."
Classes at the school have been canceled for the rest of the week. Uber and Lyft drivers across the nation plan to strike today, so people who rely on ride-sharing could be in for a rough commute. Many drivers say after expenses from car insurance to fuel and vehicle maintenance, it's nearly impossible for them to make a living. This is USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
Limu, there's a woman threatening to sign up for generic car insurance. Grab your birdseed and let's go.
I'm going to sign these papers right here, right now.
Ma'am, drop the pen. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Thanks, Limu, Emu, and Doug.
Don't thank us. Thank Liberty Mutual, but also thank us.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill have opposite opinions of how to proceed after the release of the Mueller report on the Russia investigation. The Senate's top Democrat, Mitch McConnell, saying on the floor yesterday,
"They told everyone there had been a conspiracy between Russia and the Trump campaign. Yet on this central question, the special counsel's finding is clear. Case closed."
And his Democratic counterpart, Chuck Schumer, said moments later,
"So our leader says let's move on. It's sort of like Richard Nixon saying let's move on at the height of the investigation of his wrongdoing. Of course he wants to move on. He wants to cover up. He wants to silence on one of the most serious issues we face."
Meanwhile, a House committee is set to consider contempt of Congress citations for Attorney General Bill Barr and the Justice Department today after they refused to honor a subpoena to give the Judiciary Committee the full unredacted final report from Robert Mueller. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Legislation is headed to the full Louisiana State Senate for consideration, proposing to let voters decide whether to amend the state constitution to prohibit most abortions. House Bill 425 cleared a Senate panel yesterday without objection. State law currently says abortions would be prohibited in Louisiana should Roe v. Wade be overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court, but the Constitution makes no mention of the matter. The measure was amended to show that abortions would be permitted to save the life of the mother or in instances of rape, and thus has to be voted on again by the House in Louisiana. Meanwhile, Texas has a bill banning late-term abortions for terminally disabled fetuses, and it heads to the House today after passing the Senate on Tuesday. The bill extends the state's ban on abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy to include abortions prompted by severe fetal abnormalities. Iran says it will no longer fully comply with the nuclear deal it signed with the United States and five other nations. Today's announcement coming a year after President Trump pulled the U.S. out of that agreement. Iran saying in a statement the Islamic Republic will no longer abide by limits on keeping enriched uranium and heavy water reserves. And Denver voters have rejected a measure that would have decriminalized so-called magic mushrooms. 46% in favor, 54% were against. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.